At the recent joint meeting of the peanut buying points and the shellers, Scott Munford of the University of Georgia gave an update of the peanut crop by regions and how it looks for this season. In the southwest of Texas, he said, the crop looks good, mostly irrigated, 97%. There's been light disease and insect pressure, but it's very dry across the region in Texas. He said, the question is, can the wells keep up with the water demands until this crop is developed? The non-irrigated anything is suffering. Acreage is down about 10% except in Arkansas, and the yield potential depends on the weather and the water from here on. In Virginia, Carolina, another growing region, he said the progress looked good. Peanuts are variable in both size and development. Wide range in planting dates. Sporadic rainfall is contributing to variation in progress of the crop. He says dry in some areas, wet in others. Disease is at a high risk right now. Part of the crop planted in June need a late frost so that this crop can develop. That's from the other two regions competing with the Georgia, Florida, Alabama section. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.